Blog Talk Radio.
Can't remember too many white kids then, besides the ones that I hung around. Not a single name of any black or white kid or any name of a kid I went to school with in Texas, where I found myself at a black girl's table for lunch and during the assemblies on the white side. And then I realized that I hadn't hardly seen any black people since my mother moved us out of the Chicago area.
Franco and Gian Piero Reverberi with Nel Cimitero di Tucson, which is Italian for something about Tucson, Arizona, I'm pretty sure. You guys are listening to the Draconia Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro? I don't know. Arnie Chavez tonight. I'm supposed to be sober, but that was like another lie. We're getting into the whole concept of being pathological liars here at DBTCRFM because we feel like, you know, that's the common trend. No, I'm just joking. It's not the common trend, right? Everybody does. Fuck it. I don't know. We got some great shit on the show tonight, though. We got some stuff like Wu-Tang Clan, Zachary Thax, Sima Rip, some more Hunter Dragon, as well as Curta from Tiny Amp Records, which, oh, shit, some news about that. Later on in the show, so definitely stay tuned for that, and we'll go ahead and fill you guys in on the tidbit there. Number to call in, of course, always 805-856-2808. I do want to apologize for being about 24 hours late, actually, exactly 24 hours late. Technical difficulties, man, they happen, they occur. And in light of that, I'm actually going to dedicate this first song I'm going to dedicate this to all the Southern Baptists in Campbellsville, Kentucky right now, actually. May the lords and gods of carnage and destruction visit you. This is Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone. Wesley Gore on The Tammy Show. We'll be right back.
Magazine article titled Why You Truly Never Leave High School, Jennifer Senior says, most American high schools are almost sadistically unhealthy places to send adolescents.
Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone with Wesley Gore on the TAMI show. I got to be honest with you. I kind of got my wires crossed there. Talking about Southern Baptists and whatnot, and play the wrong song. I was actually going to play a different one before that, but, you know, and start talking about Southern Baptists and shit, and you get all, like, flummoxed and flustered, and it's very frustrating. I'm on this whole, like, Southern Baptist trip for, like, the last 2 days, and I don't mind telling you guys, I don't like revisiting these, like, roots or whatever. Fuck that shit. This is Big Youth, and this is originally who I was going to play for the Camelsville Yens. This is Big Youth, Battle of the Giants, Part 1 and 2. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs.
But I give thanks and praises to the King, and let the King arise and let the sea shatter, and I'll let the sea.
And the smoke has driven away, so drive them away. As the wax melted before the fire, and so shall all we can't consist and melt the presence of fire.
Building
But I everything I've got to whip the mic to give a to you.
And that's what we want today. Yeah. And love is what we have to get. I beg you, give me love. Come on.
But I hold out a lamp, but we don't just come on down and load you on in the gate on everything is a case. Mr. Brooks wants to treat Mrs. Brooks so mean. But you still got to be our scene and be keen in the ghetto.
Down
in the ghetto. I did it. Even strive in the ghetto. She's been crying for hunger. Father's killing, father's day after day. Yeah, terrible. What a terrible sensation. What a terrible vibration. The whole generation gonna feel that vibration. It's a nation gonna feel it. When I feel it, got to feel it. Got to feel it.
Got to be careful. I said, you got to be careful.
But if you can't be good, too, you got to be careful. But you got my chief. Genesis to Revelation. We know Bobo, no more teaching. I need to be a kitchen. Let me teach you that.
Jenny. In our 20s, she told me how they'd finally become friends somehow. In high school, he was a popular Asian jock with white parents, probably rich ones. He hasn't aged well in spite of being Asian or ex-jock. His wife's name sounds familiar, but like the majority of people I went to high school with, which is no less than 10,000 people, I can't be sure. She has long blonde hair and big tits, which I imagine are surgically enhanced. He looks like a stripper. If you ask me, Peter, we used to make fun of him amongst ourselves. Not sure why, except we were stupid little bitches. I can't remember if we thought he was cute back then, but everyone was racist.
Big Youth, if you don't want to sound like a jackass about it, was Battle of the Giants, Part 1 and 2. I really appreciate Michelle McDonald adding part two on there, because I originally just asked for part one, so she added a little bonus. That's what Michelle McDonald does. Like, she comes in, you ask her for something, like, really simple, and she comes in with, like, I don't know, a pony or, like, a bazooka. It's just completely up to your preference, I got to be honest with you. But nonetheless, that was Big Youth, Battle of the Giants, part one and two.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. Coming up next, we got a song that was actually requested by none other than Lindsay the Bruiser Thomas, who is a new addition to the editorial staff at both Citizens for Decent Literature and Unlikely Stories, Episode 4. I'm kind of on the fence about this song. I got to be honest with you guys. Like, I dig it for the most part, but I'm not sure if I like the fact that the dude sounds like sort of, I don't know, like an Eric Clapton bad impersonation, which if you got to impersonate anybody and you impersonate Eric Clapton, fuck you. Rory Gallagher, There's a Light. And I have to go on record in saying that I'm firmly against this song. But fuck it, let's play it anyway. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Santa Nina. Hey, but I'm sure what you know who to stand for me now. The line.
It was fun to say, Meshkowitz, and make slanty eyes, even though his adopted name wasn't an Asian one. I cringed to think of it, that we were so racist. The Mexicans at our school lived in shitty apartment buildings in the ghetto sprinkled throughout the district. They must have ridden a different bus. I don't remember any black people, except for a dozen or less, who weren't in my classes. The last one I remember was in eighth grade in Colorado, and even he was adopted.
This is your Literary Underground news feed for Saturday, January 26th of 2013, brought to you, of course, by The Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your draconian vampire information, as well as information about Nothing to Lose, as well as information about, what shows are on right now? There's so many new things going on right now, I'm kind of lost, to be honest with you. We've got Zygote in my radio, as well as Wednesday Night Service. And coming up tomorrow night is the premiere episode of Earled. I love this name, I really do. Earled. Love that shit. Live debut tomorrow night of Earled Presents Tiny Amp for the Literary Underground. Of course, Earl being a clothing company based out of Colorado, Denver area. The show is based out of Denver and will be hosted by Muni Johnston and Mr. William Sewer Bonney, a.k.a. Doc Bonney. Really great shit, which will be featuring Tiny Amp Records versus Literary Underground. Of course, great music coming up there. Coming up Tuesday night, we also have a new show hosted by Mr. Bud Smith that will be featuring Uno Kudo artists. Uno Kudo being, of course, a publication based out of New York City, run by Mr. Bud Smith and other great people. So it's really cool stuff coming up. Not to mention, I did want to mention this, that coming up next Saturday, around 4:30 p.m. Pacific time, will be the premiere of a new show that is dedicated to microzines that will be hosted by none other than Miss Buggle Sweet, a.k.a. Deidre Prudence, and Mr. Stephen Hughes Perky, formerly of Modus Operandi magazine. I'll be sitting in with that as well, so you guys should definitely come by Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time and check that shit out. We'll be posting links for that later on in the week. So, all that great shit going on. That's the news feed for today, basically, is there's so much stuff going on at the Literary Underground right now that it absorbs just about all the news feed. Well, actually, all of it, yeah. Yeah. What else? Well, you know what? I did want to mention, coming up, March 15th, Ides of March, we've got Clefjaw number one coming out, as well as April 20th will be released by Clefjaw Press, Galaxy versus Sabretooth, which will be a 40-page perfect bound chapbook featuring none other than Mr. Andrew Boglin, a.k.a. Mr. William Cerebani. Really great fucking shit. I can't wait to put this book out. It's really going to kick ass. Great stuff coming up there, and there are rumors of a co-sponsored reading that will be in Los Angeles around the end of March at some point. Will be featured by Kill Poet and Clefjaw Press. And, yeah, more information about that coming. We'll get on that. It's a big time for Literary Underground right now in 2013, and hopefully it's a big time for you. And if it's not, I'm going to play this song for you. This is the Wu-Tang Clan, actually, and off of the Think Differently album. This is Still Grimy, which is actually the instrumental. I love this fucking shit. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. Slip up and say something ingeniously hilarious, awkward, or out of place. Something like, you should learn to do something with your time, like juggle or whistle in the cold street before dawn, or go back to school and use the time to study instead of smoking reeds. And I'll make up a list of varying apparatuses to use and authors to burn, like putting David Foster Wallace in my pipe and smoking it, Bolaño in my bong and smoking it, or Thomas Pynchon in a light bulb and really considering it. To which she'll pack 501 Spanish verbs in a vaporizer, take a plug from the bird, and blow all sorts of cloudy, overzealous action in my face. They won't be rings, at least as dense, certainly not dead or lifeless like your Saturday morning heroes. They'll smack you off guard and unsuspecting, square in the face like bald tires of scenery, brutality, circle of conclusion and capricious breath, leaving trace where your marionette lines begin to show, where you start to believe the words.
From the 7th grade, I can't remember anybody's first and last name, not even the retarded boy who gave me his nasty ham sandwich when I forgot my lunch. It was a nice gesture, except that his fly was open at the transaction occurred at the same time that I saw his ham-colored penis and could not eat the sandwich. I remember Christy, who had 10 brothers and sisters, greasy hair, and she wore the same old Goodwill clothes every single day. After initially becoming friends with her, I decided that she was, in fact, gross. I vaguely remember making fun of her with a friend who may have been named Melanie. Three of us were cheerleaders, I can't remember who, except that none of us would have made the cut at our respective public schools.
Surprise from Miss Michelle McDonald with the unreleased alternate mix from 1967. Really dope fucking shit. Good looking out, Michelle. Michelle's got a good eye, or not a good eye, but a good ear for great fucking music. She likes to throw surprises. I do too, man. I really do. I did want to say that I just saw a picture of Los Angeles former karma bum poet Doug Collins, and man, like the last time I saw that dude was like, what, like 2000 and, what was that, like 2011 we saw him last time? Like S.A. Griffin's house or whatever. I don't know. I saw him like a long time ago and like, wow, man, or it seems like it must be a long time ago because dude looks like he's aged a little bit more. I like Doug Collins, though. Mad respect to Doug Collins. And looks like there was a great reading going on at the Corey Great House in Los Angeles. So big ups to Billy Burgos, Doug Collins, and everybody else that was involved with that. Right on. Cool shit, man. Let's go with Sima Rip. We were talking about Tucson at the beginning of the show, and I guess we'll do this one for you guys in Arizona. I don't feel like we do enough for people in Arizona, and you guys need a lot of fucking help right now, to be honest with you. I mean, you guys are considering, like, not letting atheists graduate high school. That's kind of fucked up. So I'm going to do this for you. Maybe this will slap some motherfucking sense into you. This is Phoenix City by Sima Rip. And if you're a hater, then, I don't know, fuck you.
Thank you. John Swain.
John Swain.
John Swain.
Blackberries ripen, fled from the day into sanctuary, where the hills leapt from internment. The world like a claw was too red. Let blackberries ripen and come back to a happiness while thrushes echo in the forest. A heron kneels, the pond sings with frogs before the statue of a healing lady in a box of windows.
Nice.
Thorn, I traced the branch, a feather and leaves sewn with ink down your life back. Smoke from your mouth wrote a song as I plead for release and end of captivity in this room where you bury yourself wholly in darkness. We nodded like thorn, forehead to forehead over our bent arms. The night prevails. The night prevails after the harvest is taxed on a scale balance. I read the celestial globe, waiting for the moon to pass the zodiac on her feathered dragon. In the hour watch, she changed my fate. We prayed to music for the ancient creation. The river of space and the dark of the world unites like a Christ in torment and desire for the fulfillment of every changing.
R.T.P. Kane's ghost is quite convinced that all of God's puppeteers, the priests, are pedophiles. He's not going to be swayed on the matter by Robin Williams in an Elmo suit. It's just a game of chance that he's willing to risk being wrong about the affair, because Archie P. Kane's ghost only watches the news alone in heaven, with all the lights out in a seaside condo built around an astroturf maze where old men keep singing ballads to little boys and little girls. Southern Baptist fucking homophobic bullshit. You know who the fuck you are. I don't know, man. I got a lot of shit like on my mind right now. I gotta be honest with you guys. I got a lot of fucked up shit going on. But shows like this really do make it it's like therapeutic, I gotta be honest with you. And if I didn't have outlets like this, I'd probably be like Dexter or something. I don't know. I'll admit it. I'm fucking nut job, and I need my art to keep me sane. And I know a lot of people out there that are like that. That's fucked up, but it's true. We got 10 minutes left of the show, but I think I want to go ahead and close out early a little bit. Me and Lindsay Thomas got a lot of things to celebrate tonight. And we're going to go to the... Where are we going to go to? The Sister Bar? I don't know. We're going to go somewhere. We got a lot of things to celebrate and to get over. That's simultaneously. And that's what life is all about. Things to celebrate and things to get over. I'm going to close the show out with King Curta. The name of this song is Nashville Strings. And it's a really dope track. I really hope you guys come back tomorrow for Literary Underground versus Tiny Amp Records. It's going to be a good fucking show. But we'll catch you guys next week regardless. Peace.
I'd nearly forgotten about Mert Ott. I went to 7th grade with him at Colorado Christian School, where I thought I'd forgotten everybody's last name at least. He was a weird-ass Jesus freak boy with black hair, a widow's peak, Coke bottle glasses, and milky white skin. I fell asleep with my head on his shoulder on the way back from some weird-ass church retreat and woke up slightly horrified to find his head on my shoulder. I don't know why that's the only thing that I remembered. At Colorado Christian School and Calvary Temple Church, they practically tested our faith with rattlesnakes.
Don't be a toy bat. Every rapper ran his dick, has a mixtape, feels fake, feels like rape. Feels like watching the outline of a caricature pixelate, and the space between letters used to seem so infinite. It's still finite fact, no one breathes. The pavement soaks the blood we bleed. I didn't wanna hold the guitar, nobody could string. Plus I didn't promise shit on a rumor I could sing. When the band broke up, I said I'd be a ghost, cause the ghost is better than most. Most are like me, not even a memory. Take a look, click another link. Click another link, it's free. It's free. No need to spend time with dancers in the black face ring with reverb so high you can't stop in my max law.
That we seek is just smoke.